Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go to somebody who's actually on the 290 right now. It's Ryan in Lockport. Ryan, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Wait, Ryan or Ryan?
Ryan.
Oh, okay. Hi, Ryan.
Yeah, I was driving by, and I just was going to let you know that there was a black car SUV with the front, like, windshield and all that kind of crunched in. But that was being loaded up on a flatbed, and then there was the white vehicle that they had just gotten rid of.
So apparently at least a two-car accident from what you're saying.
Yeah, and there was a large John Deere tractor up on a flatbed also, a red flatbed on the side of the road. That didn't look like it was damaged. I don't know if it was involved or not, but the black car was in the left lane, and it was pretty bad.
Well, I certainly hope that everybody made it out okay. Like I said earlier, I haven't heard any reports of ambulances or anything that were called to the scene, and didn't hear any report of Mercy Flight being called out. I checked my flight radar. I didn't see any chopper activity in that area. So hopefully the safety measures that are in cars now and motor vehicles we're able to mitigate some of the damage to people. Can always replace a car.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Ryan. I appreciate hearing from you, and you be safe the rest of the way home.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you. All right, so I think we can safely put that accident now into the dustbin of traffic history, but I'll tell you, this is a risk, okay? I'm taking a risk. I didn't really plan on doing this as a topic today, but it seems appropriate. And, you know, we've done shows, and we've done a lot of shows, on what drives you crazy about driving. And what are you seeing people doing now driving that is driving you insane? Absolutely insane. And, you know, I'll tell you something. I would rather be in the right-hand lane and have a speeder go by me in the left-hand lane than be in the left-hand lane with somebody doing 30 miles an hour in a 55 zone. I mean, because that just leads to aggression. Why are you in the left-hand lane doing this? Why? Why? But what I've noticed, maybe you've noticed it too, since COVID, I think people are driving worse than ever. Seriously. I don't know if they're not paying attention. I don't know if some people are hyper aggressive. I don't know if it's all about me, me, me. For example, today, all right, you're at a red light and the red light turns green and you want to go, but you can't go because the people still are going through the light, usually to make a left-hand turn. Their light is clearly red, but they don't see it as red. They see it as, well, it's red not for me, it's green for me. I've seen a lot of that, especially since COVID. Now, distracted driving. I notice a lot of distracted driving, not so much when people are actually driving as they're moving, but when they are stopped at red lights. Especially, don't you love it when they change the timing of the worst red lights on your commute to make them even worse than they were? I mean, people, I swear, people are having full breakfasts or five-course dinners in their cars while they're stopped at a red light. I mean, how many times, I mean, you don't want to be impatient as a driver, but how many times have you been the second car behind a car that is number one to take off when the light turns green? and the light turns green, one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, and there's no consciousness on the part of the person in front. Hey, dude, the light is green. Could you please go? And I'm not one to lay on the horn. I'm not one to do that. I'll give a little, just a little, hey, dude, it's green. You know, I mean, sometimes I get flipped off, but that's the exception to the rule. Usually people understand that if you give them a little tap, it's not something that you're doing to be aggressive or, you know, unsociable or anything like that. But guys and ladies, I am mystified by this question. There is no logical reason. See, the sun isn't even down far enough right now to cause the blinding effect that you get. Because if you're driving at about 5:45, 6 o'clock, thereabouts, and you're heading west on some of the roads on a clear day, you got a little haze on the inside of your car, it can be kind of difficult to see, okay? And I easily can see accidents happening then. But the accidents that we've had over the past 3 days seem to have no objective cause. You can understand it if there's snow on the road, if it's a freezing rain day, certainly. If there's rain on the road, you can understand it. But do you have any opinion at all as to what is happening? And it seems to be in the 2 o'clock hour. It has been uncanny for me and for you listening to me in the 2 o'clock hour. It has been uncanny that we've had such serious accidents before the bulk of rush hour even gets underway. It starts at about 2:30. Rush hour does, about 2:30. And it peaks at about 5:30, and then it diminishes, so it's not all that bad by 6 o'clock, generally speaking. But, I mean, what do you think it is, based on your personal observations of how people are driving? Are they going too fast? Are people being too aggressive? Are people being crazy because of COVID? Are people distracted? Are they texting away? What is going on with these accidents on days where we should not have accidents? Or we shouldn't have 3 days in a row of perfectly fine conditions and bad accidents happening. And I'm a little sensitive to this because of my car accident, which also took place on a nice day. And I was stopped at a red light, and I wasn't even in motion. I had no control over it. I got rear-ended. And I know what a traffic accident can do to kind of screw up your life. It's not a lot of fun. So I would like your input into why you think on beautiful days we have a spate. Is that a word? We've had a welter. We've had a welter of traffic accidents. Why? Why is it? I'm at a loss. Look, I see cars driving like motorcycles. And I don't mean motorcycles in the good way. And I know a lot of bikers, believe me. But there are some bikers that are pretty careless on the rice burners, you'll forgive me. But I see them weaving in and out of traffic at ridiculous rates of speed. But I see cars now doing the same thing. And I'm thinking to myself, what? You got to be kidding me. I've been cut off so much lately, it's not funny. And I don't get upset by it. I just kind of laugh. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. See, if you allow yourself to get totally exorcised over it, you're going to have a heart attack and your blood pressure is going to go up. So the best thing to do is not flip somebody off, not get into a road rage situation. Just laugh. I mean, I shake my head, I laugh, and that's about it. Andrew in Buffalo, thank you for your patience. You're on WBEN.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your time. I was just on the 33, and I saw a guy, a great car. He's trying out for NASCAR, and I didn't realize that NASCAR was sitting on the sidelines observing this guy, you know, zigzagging through traffic. But I could sum up all the accidents to two words, inconsiderate and no compassion. Instead of too much of one and not enough of the other. So I'll chalk it up to everybody needing their trophy that everybody's, you know, this is my road and nobody else belongs. And the compassion boils down if you can, in the city from Niagara Street getting onto the 190 southbound, there's that short merge. You know, people used to have consideration and some compassion to say, hey, you know, I'm going to move over to the middle lane, let this short merge
right.
be able to get onto the highway because there's very little room there.
You know, that's interesting. Inconsiderate and without compassion. And I'm going to say another form of inconsiderate is the people who drive slowly in the left-hand lane. I think that is very inconsiderate and situationally unaware because the left lane is your passing lane on a highway.
Correct, yep.
But as far as...
Actually, if you drive in Germany, if there's a merge and you're in the right-hand lane, and you fail to yield to the individual merging, that's your error and not the person merging, which is kind of interesting when you're driving in Germany.
Have never driven in Germany, but would like... I would love to, though. Get on the Autobahn. Give me a 911 turbo. I'd be very happy. But anyway, that's just me. Worked well for Pelle Lindbergh. Ooh. But anyway, too soon. Anyway, look, you know, you're right. If you're in the right hand lane, I mean, let's talk about the 290, for example, heading eastbound by the 290. You've got a couple of spots there where traffic is getting onto the road, and there are times during rush hour you can't get to the other lane. You have to stay in the right-hand lane. At least cut the people a break and slow down and allow them to safely merge. If you can't switch lanes, if you can't move over, at least slow down so they can get on the road.
There's the compassion for you.
Well, it's just common sense. You don't want to start a chain reaction of accidents.
Exactly.
All right. Inconsiderate and no compassion. Everybody agree with that? Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, sir.
This is not a good time to call if you don't want to be on hold. But when I come back from the news, it will be a wonderful time to call. Guys and ladies, seriously, 3 days in a row, early in the show, we've had serious accidents. And I don't know why, because it defies logic. Now, look, we've done shows on driving before. I think I'm going to continue this at least for a little while in the 4 o'clock hour. What are you seeing people doing that is different? I mean, I do see a lot of people asleep at red lights, not going to lie, more so than before. And a lot more people are running red lights, in particular the left-hand turn lights. They don't seem to think it applies to them. You know what else I've noticed too? Speaking of inconsiderate, people who don't pull into the intersection to make their left-hand turn. I see people doing that. You're allowed to pull into the intersection to make your left-hand turn, and the person behind you, as long as they're in the intersection, they can make the left-hand turn as long as they're in the intersection when the light changes. But I see people, don't you love the people who are at the line, and the light changes, and they make their quick left, and then you're stuck for the rest of the light? When all they had to do was move up 5-7 feet, it'd still be legal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.